broadcasting from the Dundrum Town Centre. This is Dublin South FM.
Danny, E questa è Obatala, Nicola Cruz Remix. Un brano scelto da Alda Gomez, che stiamo chiamando adesso in diretta. Sentite che voi, i vostri muscoli, la vostra mente che si muove, e oggi si parla proprio di questo, del movimento come terapia. Yes.
Hello?
Yes, now I can hear you. Ciao Alda, welcome to Dublino. How are you?
Wow. I'm good, thank you.
Oh, welcome. So, Italian Radio Show, Alda is a very good friend. Alda is here because it's coming this month, the 25th of March in Dublin, to present a workshop. We're going to talk about that very soon. But Alda is very, very linked to Dublin because she spent a lot of times, years here in Dublin. She make a lot of activities here, start like a translator and then become a psychotherapist. But Alda, talk about yourself. What you're doing now? What you did in Dublin when you joined, when you come here from Spain?
Well, as you said very well, Maurizio, and thank you for inviting me to your radio show. I was a translator, and so I went to Dublin to improve my English. And then loads of things happened, life happened, and I decided to train as a psychotherapist after a while. And in the meantime, I also loved dancing, so I did tango, I did swing. And then I discovered this world of barefoot dancing. And it was like, wow, what is this? my life in Ireland was always linked to dancing, to rediscovering myself, reinventing who I am. So it was, you know, from a life as a translator, written translator, to start working outside as an interpreter, from there to start working with clients as a therapist and working as a Tai Chi instructor as well. So it was a very creative time of my life. And now in the UK, I do a little bit of the same. I'm still being creative, still doing dance workshops. And this time, it's my own creation, actually, that I'm bringing to Dublin.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know dance style. I know it was Dave here in Dublin. I don't know if it's in workshop activities. But now you're coming to the 5th for a specific event, Dance Your Life. What is Dance Your Life? It's a sort of brand, a sort of a concept. How can describe Dance Your Life?
Dance Your Life is the name I give to the dance workshops and that I facilitate. So I became a facilitator of Dance of Awareness about 2.5 years ago. And after a long, many, many years dancing myself and growing thanks to these tools, I became a facilitator for Dance of Awareness. And as I was facilitating classes with Dance of Awareness, different things were emerging that did not correspond to Dance of Awareness. And at the same time, they have something that was slightly different. So Dance of Awareness focuses a lot on the past and healing childhood hurt. And because I am a psychotherapist, I'm always reading. I read about the neuroscience, epigenetics. I've trained in trauma. So all of these things have an influence in how I view the dance. And little by little, it was apparent that I had to change the format slightly of Dance of Awareness. So I couldn't call it the same name. I had to find a different name. And this is Dance Your Life. So Dance Your Life is a dance in which we dance the present. We dance our birth. And well, there are different stages. You might want to ask me about it later. But it's basically a dance in which we dance different aspects of our lives with an aim to improve them, to transform them, to be more creative with them.
It looks like a little similar. Tell me I'm wrong to be a dancer, where you use your body, your dance to discover yourself, a team, a group. I don't know if maybe there are some links. I'd like to ask you about for Dance Your Life or your workshop. Is a sort of individual approach? Or is it better to be a couple or is a group experience? How you can identify? Because you are also a therapist, so you have an individual interaction with people. Mm-hmm. If you join a group, what change for what yourself? because, I mean, it's a completely different experience. It's not just the dance. I think it's the group. Maybe it could be a little scary for someone, I mean, dance with strangers. How your experience,
absolutely,
how you think it works, the group in this methodology?
Well, most of the people who come to my workshops, they come on their own and they're very scared and anxious, as you say. So the first thing we do is an opening circle, and not like with everyone, and not many people. We don't ask people to share too much in that open circle because big groups can be very scary to talk, right? So what we ask is people to go into small groups. So I generally ask people to go into groups of three or four and share within the smaller group, or maybe two or three people, depending on the numbers. And in these smaller groups, they can share their expectations, etc. So they feel already welcome. So that's the beginning. The beginning is they have two or three people they already talked about at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. So they feel reassured. Everyone is nervous. Everyone is in the same boat. And they have sort of two bodies that they can work with, or they can find support in. And I'm there also opening the space, holding the space, making sure the space is safe for everyone. You named Biodanza before. I've danced Biodanza. I've done Biodanza classes very regularly, as you know, Maurizio, because we know each other personally, we're friends. So I've done a lot of Biodanza. I've done embodiment as well in Dublin. I've done five rhythms here in the UK. I've done many different types of this sort of barefoot dancing for self-transformation, etc. So each of these dances has its own taste, its own flavor, and its differences. So what that makes Dance Your Life different, or what it is, it's a little bit of a five rhythms wave. So we start with a very gentle music, then we go up with more intensity, and then we come down again. So it's effectively like a sound wave. We're very gentle, then we go with intensity, a lot of rhythm, and then we calm down and go into a more gentle space again. And we do that individually. Sometimes we work in pairs, and sometimes there are exercises in groups.
In specific,
the difference,
specifically, what you bring in Dublin is open to everybody. So single, couples, is not...
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. It's open to everyone who is a bit curious about themselves, that they want to learn a little bit about themselves maybe they want to change something in their lives, and they want to do it in a way that is not that's not threatening. Sometimes therapy can be a bit threatening, so the support of the group and the dance and the music can feel a little bit more fun. And at the same time, the theories behind the exercises are so strong that change can happen effectively with repetition, obviously, of these tools.
Sure. I mean, I like. I'm very interested in this. I'll let you know. I mean, and it's not very makeup for tea dance. I tried bio dance in the past, but I'm not sure. But I like this methodology because we talk about theater later at the end of this episode about how mm-hmm. theater can learn languages yeah. with theater. Yeah. I like the play because play can be a different approach. You can maybe just a joy, enjoy the moment, yeah. or you can have a very intensive moment. I experience some experience in the Family Constellation workshop where you play or you act in a yeah. context with the group. Yeah. You can have just yeah. Enjoy the play, but also you can have a discover something you never found before in yourself. So I think it's a very interesting approach. Okay. And so you have a different level, I suppose. Do you have an experience of people had a very intense experience in dance your life or anyway, in dance experience, maybe start to cry or something like that, start to discover something?
It can happen, yes. It depends on the group. So I have been running this group near where I live for, I don't know, this group have danced together. They know each other. They feel very, very safe. So some people are able to cry. Some people go into anger if they have to. It's a very safe group to do that. Now, when you gather a group of strangers, like it's going to happen in Dublin, anything can happen. But the thing is, the main thing is that if the space feels safe, the group normally feels safe, it's a very relaxed environment, then you are able to go deeper. And that is my aim is to create a space that is safe so that people are feeling comfortable to go with the exercises if they feel they want to go with them, or just dance on their own if they feel it's not for them. And the exercises are beginners type of exercises. It's an invitation to discover things with another person, maybe just witness somebody dancing, and then the other person will witness you dancing, or things like that. It's nothing difficult to do. Everybody can do it.
Okay. Important question. You can have a socks, or you can have just in case it's cold, because winter time. Practical questions. No shoes, but socks are all. Okay, that's good. Okay, for people.
Yeah. Maybe no, ideally we dance barefoot. But you can dance with socks because the floor is wooden floor normally. Okay. I would suggest socks that have grip on, you know, those socks that have they're non-slippery, so you don't slip and fall on the ground. We don't want that to happen.
Okay, very few seconds before to close the interview. But two questions, if you can answer very quickly. One, if you miss something from Dublin, when you're living here, you have many years. Now you're in Devon, a beautiful place, maybe it's smaller than yeah. Dublin. And B, it's interesting because I ask you, how can define yourself, or our episode preview, you tell me, I'm an energy psychotherapist. What is, you are a dance awareness facilitator, okay, that makes sense. But energy psychotherapist, what is energy psychotherapist? So what you miss from Dublin, and what is an energy psychotherapist?
Well, I miss loads of things from Dublin because I consider Dublin my home when I lived there. And it was very difficult to leave when I did. I went into an adventure. I miss the people, obviously, my friends. I miss the dance environments I used to hang around in. I miss loads of things. I miss the streets. I miss the music, St. Patrick's Day, everything. The gigs, the international environment in Dublin.
The atmosphere, yeah. Because Dublin is not super, super great like architecture, but it's a great atmosphere, I suppose you agreed with
the
that.
The atmosphere especially, yes.
The people, yeah. so friendly and nice, be
absolutely.
And what is an energy psychotherapist?
Energy psychotherapist.
What does that mean? What does that mean? In Italian, we say it's a super cazzola,
so
but
I've been a psychotherapist since 2012, and a Tai Chi instructor, which works with energy, since 2010. And now, recently, I found certain tools that combine energy, which I already knew as being a Tai Chi instructor and Qigong instructor, and psychotherapy. And this is energy psychotherapy. It uses the meridians and the chakras to heal deep-seated traumas. And they are very efficient. So they tend to be quite efficient. So it's a very unusual approach. It also uses muscle testing, which comes from the field of kinesiology. So it's maybe some other time we can talk about it, because there's so much to
say.
Yeah,
of course.
But that's the summary. It's uses the energy field, the chakras, the meridians. And, you know, if you tell me 5 years ago I was going to work like this, I'd say no way, because I was a very skeptical person. Mm-hmm. But I can see the results in myself and in other people. And it's incredible the what happens in therapy with these tools. It's incredible. So that's I'm using them more and more.
Fantastic, Alda. We have finished the time. So just remember, 25th of March, where is the workshop?
The workshop is in St. Kevin's Community Center in Portobello.
Perfect.
10 o'clock, 10 a.m. in the morning.
So, but book now, because there's a discount for early tickets. We share the event in our social media, in Dublino, Facebook, Instagram. So have a look if you're interested. Hopefully some Italians or Italian speaker will be joining the workshop. And good luck. Just the last question. I ask you if you want to select some music for the playlist. You choose Obatala. What is it? Why Obatala?
I have no idea.
Because it was very cool. We listen now. And now we, it's part of the workshop. Is music part of the workshop? No, it's just something you found.
I don't think so, but it's a melody I've used in other workshops. I haven't prepared the workshop, so I don't know what I'm going to use yet for the Dublin one. But I'm sure it will be something along those rhythms in some stages.
That was really cool. And we say goodbye, ciao to Alda with another song she choose. Is Intilimani, is a historical South American group with specifically with an Italian song. Buonanotte Fiorellino is an Italian song from Francesco De Gregori. Is a selection for Alda. So it's an interesting mix between Italy and the Spanish language. And thank you very much, Alda. I talk soon and see you in a couple of weeks.
Grazie. Ciao.
Ciao Alda. See you and this is Intilimani.
Buonanotte, buonanotte, amore mio. Buonanotte tra il telefono. Ti ringrazio per avermi stupito, per avermi giurato che è vero. Il gran turco nei campi è maturo ed ho tanto bisogno di te. La coperta è gelata, l'estate è finita. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te.
Buonanotte, buonanotte, fiorellino. Buonanotte tra le stelle e la stanza. Per sognarti devo averti vicino. E vicino non è ancora abbastanza. Or un raggio di sole si è fermato proprio sopra il mio biglietto scaduto. Tra i tuoi fiocchi di neve due foglie di te. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te.
si è fermato proprio sopra il mio biglietto scaduto, tra i tuoi fiocchi di neve e due foglie di te. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te. Buonanotte, buonanotte, buonedina. Buonanotte tra il mare e la pioggia. La tristezza passerà domattina e l'anello resterà sulla spiaggia. Gli uccellini e il vento non si fanno mai male, hanno ali più grandi di me. Era l'alba al tramonto, sono soli nel sole. Buonanotte, questa notte è per te.